We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Good Wednesday to you, Brevard County. This is Bob Arthurs coming to you from WMIE 91.5. You're listening to the Refresh radio broadcast brought to you by the wonderful saints at Merit Assembly of God. We do, really do have a phenomenal group of people there, and we just are very thankful for them, and we're thankful for this beautiful studio that we have to bring you this radio broadcast. This is Praise-a-thon week here at WMIE 91.5, and so if this station is being a blessing to you and equipping you in your faith, you know, it would be a real blessing to them. It'd be a blessing to us if you could make that a part of your missions giving, your financial support, to continue the gospel. America has never needed the gospel of Jesus Christ as much as it does in 2014. I truly believe that. We are seeing such a change in the spiritual dynamic that we need the Word of God to go forth in a powerful way. And so we want to say thank you to WMIE would like to for you to prayerfully consider making them a part of your financial giving. If you would like to help us with our broadcast, you know, we would welcome that as well. It's the expenses of this are basically, listen, when we started this radio program, we were in the red for the year. Last year, it's been almost a year since we had been doing this radio broadcast. We were in the red, but we just felt like there was something that God birthed in our spirit that said, you know what, this is something that I want you to do. We took a step of faith, and God has moved upon some people's hearts to help us with this radio broadcast on occasion, and we're pedaling along, and you know what, we're still trusting God to meet the needs, but all in all, it has been a great year, but we could still use some partners. And I was talking to a person in our congregation about what I would like to do. I'll be honest with you. There are a lot of things that we have the heart to do. We need laborers at Merit Assembly of God. We need some people who have some giftings that I don't have, that would like to partner with us and help us to become even more excellent in the things that we do. I'm always thankful for the input that I get of things that we could improve and do better. A couple of weeks ago, my daughter and I were talking, and she had been doing some research on things that could help us be more efficient and more excellent in the way that we operate. And so, If you're sitting there with giftings that are not being utilized, we would love to invite you to Merit Assembly of God, where you could put your gifts to work for the King of Kings and for the Lord of Lords, and He's the one that gets all the glory. So we've been asking you to pray this week also about the person or persons that you're praying to be able to share the good news of Jesus Christ with, and asking God to make a way for you just to either share a cup of coffee, share some chocolate chip cookies, maybe a piece of pumpkin pie. Can I get a witness on some pumpkin pie? And you know, it's that time of year right now. But whatever it might be, just to spend time with somebody who doesn't know Jesus as Lord and Savior and build relationship with them. Jesus was called a friend of sinners. It didn't mean that He condoned what they did. It meant that He was a bridge from God to those of us who were sinners, because He wanted us to be reconciled to the Father. And so that's what we're asking, is God, help us to build a bridge relationship this week with someone else, and or with someone that needs to hear the good news of Jesus Christ. So next week we are going to be sharing step number 4 in this process. And so let me just pray with you real quick. Father, I pray that you would order our steps. God, I thank you for the people that you have connected with us, Lord, people in our community, people that need to know you as Lord and Savior. And Lord, we've asked you to touch their hearts, for the Holy Spirit to deal with them. God, I pray that you would create a longing and a desire in their heart for a change to be made in their life. God, I thank you for the person that I met at the gym the other day. And God, I pray that you would continue to cause me to be able to pray for that person. And Lord, that you would cause me to be able to be a blessing to them. Lord, I pray for everybody who's listening this week, Lord, that there would be a time of relationship building that would be able to take place for your glory and praise this week. In Jesus' name, we thank you for it. Can we just take just a moment and say and thank God for souls that are going to be saved in the month of October? God, we just want to thank you that you're still in the redemption business. We thank you, O God, that you have mercy and grace on those of us who've fallen short of the glory of God. I thank you that it is not your desire for the wages of our sin to be paid to us, but Lord, you long to give us the gift of eternal life instead. And I pray, God, I thank you, God, for those who are being saved this month because of the boldness and the faith of those who listen to this broadcast who communicate the love of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. So let's look at the book of James today. We have been talking for several broadcasts now about strengthening one another. We talked yesterday about how Moses strengthened and encouraged Joshua. Today, we want to be in James chapter 3, and in verse number 1, it says, "My brethren, let not many of you become teachers, knowing that we shall receive a stricter judgment. For we all stumble in many things. If anyone does not stumble in word, he is a perfect man, able also to bridle the whole body. Indeed, we put bits in horses' mouths that they may obey us, and we turn their whole body. Look also at ships. Although they are so large and are driven by fierce winds, they are turned by a very small rudder, wherever the pilot desires. Even so, the tongue is a little member and boasts great things. See how great a forest a little fire kindles. And the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. The tongue is so set among our members that it defiles the whole body and sets on fire the course of nature, and it is set on fire by hell. For every kind of beast, bird, and of reptile and creature of the sea is tamed and has been tamed by mankind. But no man can tame the tongue. It is an unruly evil, full of deadly poison. With it we bless our God and Father, and with it we curse men who have been made in the similitude of God. Out of the same mouth proceed blessing and cursing. My brethren, these things ought not to be so. Does a spring send forth fresh water and bitter from the same opening? Can a fig tree, my brethren, bear olives, or a grapevine bear figs? Thus no spring yields both salt water and fresh." And so lots of powerful things here in this passage of Scripture that we're going to touch on today. The first thing that I want to remind you of is that the words that we speak are out of the abundance of our heart. It's not that we should speak what we want to be like. Our mouth will inevitably reveal the true identity of who we are in our heart. And so God knows what is in there. And it's not that we want to suppress what's in our heart. What we want to do is, when we realize there are things in our heart that are not pleasing and acceptable in God's sight, we want to pray and ask God to change our heart. And so this particular aspect about James we're going to look at, we're going to be talking about how we are strengthening one another with our mouth. And it says, my brethren or my brothers, again, there's that relationship aspect there. He says, let not many of you become teachers. There are some people that do not realize that there is an accountability that we are going to have before God. As a pastor, I'm going to stand accountable before God. That's why I don't want to be guilty of misappropriating of funds. It's not so much that I'm concerned about going to jail or things like that, although I don't look good in those colors and I don't really want to go to jail. So I handle the funds very, very studiously. I don't misappropriate them in any form or fashion. That which comes designated in for an area goes to that fund. But the thing that really causes me to guard those funds with even greater treasure is the fact one day I'm going to have to give an account to God for the way that I handled his resources. And I want to hear him say, well done, thou good and faithful servant, or thou good and faithful steward, enter into the joy of my rest. And so I believe that giving to missions and partnering with God in the communication of the gospel, I believe that that is the most faithful thing that we could do with God's resources. And so just as the Levites gave a tithe of the tithe that they received, so we also at Merit Assembly of God, we not only give the money that comes into missions, but our goal right now is to even get above and beyond that, where we are giving a tithe of the general fund income that comes in on top of all of the designated funds. And so that will probably be the case as we get to the end of the year. We are currently supporting between 55 and 60 missionaries. If you were to visit our church, our total attendance, kids and everything, runs between 40 and 60 generally on an average week. And we're supporting from that group of people between 55 and 60 missionaries. We say to God be the glory for that. And that's not the only thing. There are several other missions activities that we do. We normally have one or two missions activities a month on top of the missionaries that we support, because we believe that God is in the redemption business and people around the globe are giving their heart to Jesus. So it says, let not many of you become teachers. I believe that there are a lot of people who look at the teaching aspect and see the glory aspect, but fail to appreciate the accountability aspect of that calling. And so it says, knowing that we shall receive a stricter judgment. Now, verse number two is something I believe that we really need to touch on here in the body of Christ. And verse number two says, for we all stumble in many things. If anyone does not stumble in word, he is a perfect man, able also to bridle the whole body. And here James writes, he says, for we all stumble in many ways. Every person that is listening has areas in your life that you have fallen short of the glory of God. The scripture says that we have all fallen short of the glory of all. Glory of God. Here James says that we all stumble in many things. Generally, it's not just one thing. Generally, it is many things. And I talked on yesterday's broadcast about Moses wanting to point his finger. And just as Moses does that, a lot of times we want to do that as well. We want to point fingers and say it's this person's fault, that person's fault, everybody's fault. And we generally don't want to accept any responsibility for ourselves. And yet James says, for we all stumble in many things. It goes on the next sentence in verse 2, if anyone does not stumble in word, he is a perfect man, able also to bridle the whole tongue. And I want to just point out to you in verse number 8, it says, but no man can tame the tongue. No man can tame the tongue. So when we look at verse number 3 or verse number 2, where it says, if anyone does not stumble in word, he is a perfect man, able to also to bridle the whole body. And we couple that with verse number 8, that no man can tame the tongue. It is an unruly evil full of deadly poison. What we see is that everybody messes up with their words. There are so many times, I'm just going to be very real and very pastoral right now, and I've told people on this broadcast that you may at times hear me say things that I mess up on. You know, my son has pointed out some verbal crutches that I use from time to time, and so I have tried to adjust and overcome those so that I speak in a much more acceptable manner. I don't know how well I've accomplished that, but I am making goals to that. And so many times the body of Christ goes out and they talk about, well, this person said this, and this person says this, and this person over here, look at the horrible thing that they said. And the body of Christ ends up beating up the messengers that are proclaiming the good news. And you need to realize that there's not a perfect preacher out there. I could name you some of my favorite preachers, and I would tell you this, not everything that they say do I agree with. I told my wife this the other day, and she said, what do you mean by that? And I said, well, I don't even agree with everything that I say. I heard a story one time about one of our preachers. He had a nationwide broadcast, and he said something during one of the radio broadcasts, and it wasn't a theologically proper thing to say. And the people in charge of the broadcast called him in, and they said, brother, do you hold to this doctrine? He said, no, of course not. And they said, well, why did you say that on the radio program? And he said, I didn't say that on the radio program. And they played him the tape, and he said, you know, isn't it strange the things that you will say under the anointing? And everybody had a chuckle about it. But there's not anybody that is going to say everything perfectly. A couple of Wednesdays ago, I was trying to say we have a very real enemy. It was two Wednesdays ago. I was trying to say we have a very real enemy who is very interested in persecution, persecuting the church. And as a result, we need to be fervently praying. That was what I was trying to say. What I actually said was we serve a very real enemy. And one of the people there just got this look on their face, and I recognize the look because my wife gives me that look. It wasn't my wife that day, but I recognized, and I said, what did I say? And they told me what I said, and I said, okay, here's what I meant to say. And so I want to encourage you that just as we are trying to impart the word of strength, this is a live broadcast that is coming to you. There's not any editing that goes on with it, but if... you know, I'm not actually in the studio right now, but I am doing this recording in a live manner without editing. And so there may be times where I put in the wrong word. There may be times that I just say something and it doesn't come out the way that I intended it. And so I want to encourage you to listen with grace, the same way that I am trying to speak with grace. And there are some people who say, well, what about this preacher? And what about this preacher? And what about this preacher? And I just want to take you to Philippians this morning, because Paul addressed that. Paul addressed that. I just had somebody ask me about a person and their ministry here a couple of weeks ago. So let me tell you what Paul said in the book of Philippians in chapter 1, and verse number 12 says, but I want you to know, brethren, that the things which happened to me have actually turned out for the furtherance of the gospel, so that it has become evident to the whole palace guard and to all the rest that my chains are in Christ, and most of the brethren in the Lord, having become confident by my chains, are much more bold to speak the word without fear. Some indeed preach Christ even from envy and strife, and some also from goodwill. The former preach Christ from selfish ambition, not sincerely, supposing to add affliction to my chains, but the latter out of love, knowing that I am appointed for the defense of the gospel. What then? Only that in every way, whether in pretense or in truth, Christ is preached, and in this I rejoice, yes, and will rejoice. For I know that this will turn out for my deliverance through your prayer and the supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ. Now, what I'm not saying when I talk about this, that everybody stumbles, including preachers, in their speaking, I'm not saying that we tolerate spiritual error. I believe that we should all have accountability. I have multiple layers of accountability in my life, multiple layers, and I'm thankful for that. I do not begrudge that accountability. I love that accountability, because if I make a mistake, they are there to correct me before it becomes a raging inferno. If I need wisdom, I can call them up, and they will give me wisdom that I did not have before. And all of those things I have done. So here we have this this mouth, and it talks about this, that we put bits in horses' mouths that they may obey us, and we turn their whole body. And so your mouth has the ability to strengthen and bring direction to your life. Your mouth today can set the tone for what type of day that you are going to have. If you begin to praise God early in the morning and get your perspective right, if you fix your eyes on Jesus, then you're going to see the day with Jesus on the throne of that life. But if you wake up and the traffic on the way to work was horrible, and you burned your coffee and dropped your donut, and it's just, you know, not going well, and you start off complaining the whole day, your whole day can be like that. So I encourage you to use your tongue and set the tone of the day that you are going to have. That may not have any bearing on the way that people will treat you, but I can tell you this, it will have an effect upon the way that you respond to the way that people treat you. And so I want to encourage you. It says, verse number 4, it says, although ships are large and driven by fierce winds, they are turned by a very small rudder. Verse 5, even so the tongue is a little member and boasts great things. Now, I want to enlarge your vision here, because I don't want you to just use your tongue to steer your ship or to steer your day, but I want to encourage you to use your tongue to help bring course correction to somebody else's life, to bring somebody else's life. It talks about how we can use our mouth to either start a fire, or we can choose not to do that. We can either choose to bless, or we can choose to curse. The thing about using our mouth as an object of cursing or an object of gossiping or whatever it might be, it is going to just enrage the fire. It is like pouring gasoline on the fire. It just builds its intensity. A gossip actually separates friends. If you and I are using our tongue in such a manner to tear somebody else down, it's going to be destructive. The scripture talks about in Revelation about people being drunk with the blood of the saints. The people being drunk with the blood of the saints, that what happened as they began to persecute the church, and that what it caused them to lose their sense of sobriety, their sense of direction, and pretty soon they were acting like a drunken fool. They weren't drunk on alcoholic beverages. They were drunk because they had been devouring the saints. And so it talks here about us not devouring one another, lest we be consumed. Actually, that's in Galatians. We'll We'll be talking about that tomorrow. But I want to encourage you, do not use your tongue to be beating other people up. It goes on here and says, well, let's go on. For every kind of beast, bird, and reptile is tamed and has been tamed, but no man can tame the tongue. It is unruly evil, full of deadly poison, that no person has the ability. You and I guarantee you that if you were to stop and consider just a moment, that you would think back on times when you've used your mouth in an ungodly manner to tear somebody down instead of build them up. And God doesn't want us doing that. He says, we with our mouth, we bless God. This is in verse number 9. We bless our God and Father, and with it we curse men who have been made in the similitude or the likeness of God. And so you and I, we are called to speak the truth, not lies. We are also called to speak the truth in love, not in hatred. And so make sure that you are using your tongue to be an object of strengthening people in their walk with the Lord. And sometimes that is bringing them back to the path where they're supposed to be. But James goes on to write, and he says, my brethren, these things ought not to be so. Does a spring send forth fresh water and bitter from the same opening? And look at verse number 12. Can a fig tree, my brethren, bear olives, or a grapevine bear figs? Thus no spring yields both salt water and fresh. Our mouth is very unique in all of God's creation. And so if we are going to use our mouth to strengthen one another, we need to have God change our heart and give us a heart that is interested in edifying and building one another up. Mission statement at Merit Assembly of God is restoring value, restoring spiritual and relational value. If you have been beat up by somebody else and made to feel worthless and that you are of no value to the body of Christ whatsoever, we would love to help bring healing to your life at Merit Assembly of God, because we believe that Jesus died to save. It's by his grace, not our grace. It's by his strength. And he gives gifts to every member of the body of Christ to provide a benefit to the body of Christ. Father, I just pray for those who are listening right now, God. Lord, may something that I've said in today's broadcast, may it be bring strength to their life. God, I pray that you would also use their mouth today. Change our hearts so that the words that come out of our mouth will impart strength to believers, and God, that it would let unbelievers know that there is a strength that is available to them that they have not even discovered yet until they know Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. God bless you. We'll see you tomorrow right here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, meritassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to meritassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510, 10:30 a.m. Remember Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.